The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, you know that I am an unapologetic supporter of the nation of Israel. But this is a bad decision. What am I talking about? I'll be happy to tell you. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on The Word, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Thank you for joining me for the 5 o'clock hour. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And just a brief program note and reminder. The Lord willing, the Speaker of the Ohio House, Larry Householder, will be dropping by tomorrow at 4 p.m. His office contacted me last week and asked if he could speak to you folks. I said, of course, absolutely. So the schedule is for 4 o'clock tomorrow. Since this is live radio, I always try to emphasize, particularly when you're dealing with politicians, schedules can change at the last minute with legislation and so forth. But anyway, the plan is for Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, to join you and I at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. I've been trying to keep you up to date on God TV in Israel. God TV in Israel. Now, I've heard of God TV. I have not been real closely affiliated with them. I believe they're headquartered in actually Great Britain. They have broadcast facilities around the country. And from what I can gather, they're theologically sound. They love Jesus and they have a heart for winning people to Christ. Well, they wanted to be on cable TV in the land of Israel on Hot TV. I think that's the cable network. I've been to Israel 3 times, but I don't know anything about their broadcasting. But I think the cable network is called Hot TV. And the folks at God TV developed Shelanu TV, S-H-E-L-A-N-U. I think that's a Hebrew word, and I don't remember what it means. But anyway, so they applied for a broadcast license in Israel for Shelanu TV. And what's the department? The Council for Cable and Satellite Broadcasting. That's the organization that approves. I think that's the Israeli version of the FCC. The Council for Cable and Satellite Broadcasting. So God TV requested a license for Shelanu TV in Israel, and it was granted. It was granted back the end of April. Granted a license from the Council for Cable and Satellite Broadcasting back in April. So they began broadcasting, and they have now been suspended. Yeah, they have now been suspended for proselytizing. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Proselytizing is not illegal in Israel. A lot of misinformation about that. A lot of people say, well, proselytizing is illegal in Israel. It isn't, except with children. with minors. It is illegal to try to give a track to a child, a Christian track in Israel, without a parent's permission. It is illegal to invite a child in Israel to a Christian church without the parents' permission. If the parents give permission, that's fine. So proselytizing is not illegal unless it comes to children. Well, the department or the Council for Cable and Satellite Broadcasting has suspended their license because they say that God TV misled them on their application for their license. The Israeli Cable Broadcasting Commission said publicly, the public statement is, that God TV said in their license application that their broadcasting would be towards Christians in Israel. And there are a lot of Christians in Israel. And that would be their target audience. And so the license was granted. Then after they went on the air, they began aggressively trying to reach Jews and to win them to Christ. And if you are a regular listener, you remember probably 6 to 8 weeks ago when all of this was bubbling up that the CEO of God TV said, of course we want to win people to Christ. That's what we're called to do. We're followers of Jesus, and we're called to win anybody to Christ, not just Jews, but anybody. So anyway, the government has said, you misled us. You told us that the programming was going to be primarily not to Jews, but to Christians in Israel. And because you misled us, we are suspending your license until it is reviewed by this council and so forth. So right now they are off the air. The council said that after its oversight department examined the programming, quote, it was apparent that the channel is not appealing to the Christian population in Israel, but rather specifically to Jews. The characterization of the channel that was submitted does not reflect its actual broadcasts. The chairman of the commission said the channel continued to appeal to Jews through efforts to teach them about the principles of Christian Jewish messianic faith and to convince them of its validity and so on. So what is happening now is that God TV is going to have to apply for a new license. Quote, the chairman said if the new license request is made, which accurately depicts the nature of the channel and its broadcastings, the issues of freedom of expression against the injury to religious sensitivities would be examined. So bottom line is the chairman of this Israeli Commission on Satellite and Broadcasting says, we kicked you off the air because we gave you a license dependent upon the theme of your broadcasting was going to be towards Christians. You violated that. Now you're going to have to seek another license and tell us if you want to reach Jews, you got to tell us you want to reach Jews, and then we will reconsider the license concerning the issue of freedom of expression. So we will see. It's a fascinating thing. And God TV says that they will submit a new license for broadcasting in Israel. So we will we'll keep an eye on that. Israel is the only real democracy in the Middle East. So freedom of expression, yes. We'll see. Bad decision, I think, by the Israeli government. But we'll keep an eye on it.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, where is it going to stop? This insanity about renaming this, renaming that. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's. Now, an honest question. Does anybody in their right mind think that taking Aunt Jemima pancake mix or syrup off the shelf is going to help in any way, shape, or form race relations? A deeper question. Do any of you know even one single white person who ever thought anything racist about Aunt Jemima? Anyway. This is window dressing. This is histrionics. This is radicalism trying to appease a group of radicals. And as I hope Mayor Ginther has learned, if he hasn't learned already, you can never appease the loony radical left. You can't. It's impossible. Have you heard some of the latest insanity? Now, again, honestly, folks, if I thought it would have a healing effect on race relations, I'd say get rid of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and Mrs. Butterworth. If it would honestly do any good whatsoever and bring healing, go for it. But it won't. It will accomplish nothing. The only thing it will accomplish is resentment. And then we've got L'Oreal. L'Oreal skincare products. You know, the makeup and perfume and all that L'Oreal. Yeah. And this is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is not satire. This is true. Headline. L'Oreal to remove words like whitening from skin care products. Announcement comes against backdrop of global anti-racism protests. Whitening. What? L'Oreal has announced it will remove words like whitening from all of its products. This is a quote from L'Oreal. The L'Oreal group has decided to remove the words white, whitening, fair, fairness, light, lightening from all of its skin evening products. Fair, fairness, light, lightening, white, whitening. Really? That's L'Oreal. Unilever products, they are going to stop using the word fair or whitening in all of their brands because our brand is committed to celebrating all skin tones. Okay. And get this. Johnson & Johnson said last week it would stop selling some Neutrogena and Clean and Clear products advertised as, if you are driving your car, hold on to the steering wheel really tight or you're going to drive into a ditch, and wherever you are, make sure your head is firmly secured to your neck. Duct tape, bungee cord, not around the neck, but I'm reading. You ready for this? Johnson & Johnson said last week it would stop selling some Neutrogena and Clean and Clear products advertised as dark spot reducers. Okay. I'm getting a little up in years now, and I have some dark spots on my skin. Now, I've never seriously thought about buying, you know, those products to get rid of the dark spots on your skin. We used to call them liver spots. Remember that? Back in the old days, they were liver spots. Johnson & Johnson. They're going to stop selling Neutrogena and Clean & Clear products advertised as dark spot reducers. It's insanity. It is absolute insanity. And it doesn't help. And then this one really gets to me. Democrats in Orange County, California are demanding that John Wayne Airport be named Orange County Airport as it once was. They are demanding that John Wayne's name be taken off of John Wayne Airport because back in 1971, in a magazine interview, John Wayne said some things he should not have said. And I've read them, and he shouldn't have said them. Okay? He shouldn't have said them. 1971. The Democratic Party, the Orange County Democratic Party, are demanding that the name of John Wayne and the statue out in front, and I've been there several times to the airport, that the name John Wayne be removed. Where will it end? Who knows? But as I said last week, what about JFK? Kennedy Airport? What about the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts? John F. Kennedy, in many ways, was a great president, but he was an immoral rascal. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? Every major city in America now has a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. He did wonderful things, but he had some moral issues. He was a womanizer. So should we remove his name? Of course not. Should we remove Kennedy's name? Of course not. It's insanity. And it is being driven, and the flames of insanity are being fanned by the Democrats. Wow. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.